Yeah, I'm from the Sussex Museum, and I think we were forced into a situation of occupying a Methodist church and organically creating a museum in the midst of a restitution process. And, you know, in retrospect, when I think about that whole process of creating a museum while dealing with issues that people were talking about as post-colonialism and post-apartheid, we, in the process of doing what we call grounded research, being immersed in communities, you know, where you don't have the luxury to go and drive off somewhere and escape the community, we found that we had to deal with a lot of what Edgar calls certainty, where we also had to, in our sort of clamoring for spaces of uncertainty, to look at issues from all angles as researchers, we kind of were awakened to the idea that there's a lot of unevenness in society, that some people experience life as a matter of life and death, for instance, Gaza. And that, you know, like Nabil was talking about being scared of by the Lunga, I think I can take you to Manenberg, where you probably feel at home with an ongoing war. You know, this is in a country that people talk about as being post-apartheid with a lot of certainty. But in fact, so many people are grappling with the violence of apartheid. Our mine workers live in a colonial relationship with the bosses. Their conditions have not changed one iota. The same applies for our domestic workers. And so I think for me, the issue of uncertainty versus certainty must be turned on its head. And that those of us who operate in the world of research with the luxury to lift ourselves up and look at the real world in a very disaffected way, we need to get rid of our certainty. Our certainty that things are not clear. Because I think people like the work we do with, when we work with Reclaim the City, it's pretty clear that if people don't get housing, the chances of dying from starvation is very real. And the same goes for us when we do walks through District 6 as a museum. We're faced with the fact that we're constantly being made to feel we do not belong in this part of the city that is rapidly gentrified. Whereas I think in the School of Architecture, you know, goes and they do a walk through the District 6 or the School of Engineering, you know, they invite it in because your walk is not a threat to them in terms of the ongoing struggles we wage for who gets to decide placemaking in the city, who gets to decide how to mark a site. You know, what billboards goes up. You know, where to do a ritual by taking musicians into a space that people who are classified white feel this is their space. Yeah. And so I think for me, we must just shift that people in an academic sphere, you know, those of us who sort of dealing with research, we need to become more grounded. But I think this is wonderful work that's been done.
Thank you. I've noticed a few more hands, but I just need to take this moment to thank everyone.